welcome you guys to the call. It is such a pleasure to have you. We are going to have an absolutely mother of all phone calls. That's a very exciting thing. I got to tell you, I was telling Paige about 10 minutes ago, I'm having just a devil of a time getting the proper times to go out on these calls, because it's Central Time, Eastern Time, Pacific Time, crazy. So I sent the link out with the wrong time on it by mistake, and I was telling Paige how happy I was to see people actually dialed in. So thank goodness, even though my own ignoramusness, I sent out the wrong time. I was all day long, I was stressed that nobody was going to get the proper call time. So I'm very glad you're all here. Pathfinders on the live side, if you guys would really help me with noise discipline this evening, and if you're even folding socks, please hit *6. We can have a good call. We made a little bit of a last-minute change in the program. Are you guys on the live side cool with a little bit of a change considering this new tool? Are you guys cool with this format change tonight?
We got to see the new format at the Rhythm. We had one of the guys from In Touch there. It is so cool. I'm looking forward to this call.
Well, take a guess what? We have one of the guys here, too.
Yay.
So that's exciting.
Okay, cool.
Kevin, are you with us? Ready to rock in a minute?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, guys. We have Kevin Griffin here from 2010 Productions. We will get to that in just about 2 seconds. I want to take care of a couple things first. In fact, let me do this. I want to get our announcements out of the way. This week, we're actually going to talk about how to utilize the In Touch Center with one of the experts here with us. Next week, we're actually going to talk about how to use e-tools and how to make them effective. This is still a people business. It's still a business of rubbing elbows with people and getting belly to belly, so to speak. However, these new tools give us great capabilities, not only with things like this WebEx, but things like the In Touch and all those sorts of things. We've had quite a bit of experience over the past 6 months with Evite. You guys feel like you're a little bit ahead of the curve on this call, probably, don't you? Because we've been using Evite.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And what we're going to talk about next week is how to maximize e-tools. For example, we don't want you sitting behind your computer for 14 hours trying to make slideshows. We want you talking to people. So next week we're going to talk about how to use e-tools in your process. Because knowing how to create something has to be complemented by what the heck to do with the doggone thing. So next Monday night at 8, we will do the same call. However, it will be the user end on the prospecting side. A couple other quick announcements, because I want to get right into it with Kevin. I'm going to go to my desktop here to show you guys some of this stuff. We have a lot of exciting stuff up and coming. Let me see, where did it go here? I get a lot of questions at Pathfinder Summit time, so if you guys take a look at this, if you go to the Pathfinder's homepage and click on the banner right there, it's the Summit 09, we are going to be blessed to have the In Touch fellas there with us at that as well. It's right here in Austin. A lot of you guys know about this down at the convention center. If you want hotel information, ticketing information, anything, you just go to the Summit Home webpage. We have an unbelievable agenda, guys, with everything from Doug Braun, Larry Prophet, Dr. Naidu, Anthony Beauvais, of course, Dennis Williams, Reed Nelson, Chris Gullo. We have 8 doctors, nurses, chiropractors. It is absolutely going to be the mother of all events. Friday will be Pathfinders and e-tools training. In fact, we will train on In Touch, using e-tools, and building a 21st century business on Thursday. And then when we hit Friday and Saturday, it will be basically like a general expo. You won't see a lot of Pathfinder stuff. It's 100% NECAN stuff. And really, even Pathfinder stuff is more how to use the accountability and the call structure. So the summit's out there. The ticket price is for under $100, guys, for the event. It's going to absolutely blow you away. It'll feel like convention. In fact, the speaker list is about the same as convention, and I'm very, very excited about it. Very honored to have the guys from In Touch going to be there with us for that. So hotel information, if you click over here, it's all the downtown hotels, ground transportation, where the convention center is, agenda, all that. The final event agenda will not be up until about 3 weeks from now, maybe 4 weeks, but at least it gives you an idea where it is. I know a lot of you have been asking, where can I find information? Everything is here, so just go to the pathfinders.biz homepage, click right on that banner, and it will pull you up into the doggone website for that. So having said that, we're going to get back. Let me get back to my main screen here, if I can figure out how I like to do it. I want to exit and return to the main window. There we go. Okay. That is where that is. So next week, coming back, we are going to be talking about how to use these tools in a prospecting environment. You guys know Thursday night we have the Worldwide WebEx, which is basically a live television broadcast of a wellness preview. It is not a WebEx preview. It is a grouping of groups. We've been averaging 50 to 65 cities on that every week. It's a way for two people to feel like 20 people. And basically the whole reason this call exists is to give you the tools to build an organization, to sustain it, to drive it deep, and give you the ability to build 10,000 people as easy as you can build 10, and to take advantage of all the 21st century business building technologies while still building relationships with people. So that's what we are all about here on this call. So that's exciting stuff. I think our WebEx is maxed out. I think we can have a maximum of 200, and I think we're right at 200. That's a cool problem to have. So I want to introduce Kevin. Kevin Griffin is a fellow that I have known. Kevin, we met the first time when you came out here to Austin to do that video a couple years ago, didn't we?
That's correct.
And you guys came out, and we did a really neat video. And I've got to tell you guys, it's great to work with talented people. It's even better to work with talented people who are excellent people. Kevin Griffin, Jeff and Jamie Aronson, the entire 2010 team are not just people that Neekan works with. They're the people that make our videos. They're the people that do our conventions. They're the folks that do, obviously, the Rock Logic. But these are good people. They not only work with Neekan, they really love Neekan. They have a great relationship with it. And I consider you guys very dear friends, and I've just enjoyed immensely working with you. So, Kevin, it's a big honor to have you here. We're looking really forward to taking your Rock Logic Productions and getting a million Evites out, spreading the Neekan word. So we're glad to have you here, Kevin, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks so much, Rick. Geez, after an intro like that, I have a lot to live up to, but thanks, Rick. It's as Rick said, we've been working with Neekan now for about 10 or 11 years, and it's really been our privilege to do that, and I'm not just blowing smoke to say that. It's the folks at Neekan, both at the corporate level and all of you as distributors, are great people to work with. We enjoy spending time with you, not only to do the business side of things, but also to actually have relationships with so many of you. What I'd like to do tonight, I think, Rick, are you going to pass that over to me so I can share my desktop?
Yeah. I'm going to change you to presenter right now, and then we'll be able to see your desktop in just 1 minute.
Okay. What I'd like to do tonight is introduce you guys to something. Some of you may have attended the Rhythm of Neekan event this past weekend, and some of you may not have. But what I'd like to do tonight is introduce you and share something with you that we believe is going to revolutionize the way that your business can be done and the way your business can be grown. The Neekan InTouch Media Center is a product that has been birthed out of about 2 years of developing something specifically for you in the Neekan marketplace. And what I'd like to do tonight is just share a little bit with you about it. If I get a little bit giddy, that's because I'm really excited about it. I've said many a time that if I was in the direct selling industry, I would use a product like this over and over again every day. As Rick said, it does not replace the face-to-face experience, but what it does is enhance it. It gives you the ability to connect with people in a one-on-one basis, and then to follow up with what we sometimes call like a kind of drip contact. You are able to connect with them over internet communications and send them information, send them a birthday card or an anniversary card or a get well card. But it all comes from you as a Neekan consultant rather than coming from you as a Hallmark user. So with that having been said, let me jump right in here. What I don't want to do tonight is I don't want to make this necessarily a here's how you do it thing. There's a lot of information in here that you may or may not choose to use along the way. What I don't want this to be is a technical training. What I'd much rather make it is an opportunity for you to see what the potential is for this product to enhance your business, and see that you don't have to sit down with a blank piece of paper in front of you and say, oh, gee, now what do I do? What do I prepare? What do I present? I would encourage all of you to sign up with Neekan, get started right away on MyNeekan, and when you do sign up, first of all, the first thing that you'll come to is this Neekan InTouch homepage. What I'll tell you right away is that I would recommend strongly that everybody take some time and look at the video on the right-hand side. There's a whole bunch of tutorial videos there. They are all designed to give you a brief overview of how the system works, what's located where. The first one on the list there is called the Nickel Tour, and that is about that's the longest video in the group, and it's about 5 minutes long. That's the name, a Nickel Tour. I'd recommend that you take the time and watch that. that will give you a great starting point for how to use InTouch. All the videos that are then underneath that for interface, building, and advanced literally are 30 to 60 seconds each. They are all very specific to what you may need to do, whether that's how to work with the libraries or how to work with the slide sorter. They're not a three-minute dissertation. They're very specific and very targeted at what you need to do.
Hey, Kevin, can I say something real quick?
Yep.
I'm getting a lot of text coming my way. The WebEx is full. 200 is the upper limit. There's a lot more people on the call than can get on the WebEx.
Okay.
They can follow along as best they can. If you guys dial in to your own account on your GoToMyNECAN, log in. Kevin, if maybe you could say where you are, there's at least a couple hundred people that are on the call that cannot see what you're doing. I know that's
fantastic.
Crazy, but I just wanted to let you know there's a lot more people, probably double people listening, that can see your screen.
Okay. So if you are listening and are not on the WebEx, what I would suggest that you do is, first of all, go to mynecan.com. Hopefully you're a user already. If you're not a user already, it literally will take you about 2 minutes to become a user. I'll tell everybody that while I give the people on the phone a chance to do that. If you are not a user with MyNECAN already, the cost to do so is $12 a month. I've said this to everybody that I've talked to. If you're serious about building a NECAN business, and if you could find a tool that helped you do that for less than the cost of 3 cups of coffee, why wouldn't you do it?
Well, Kevin, it's $10 just to mail out one DVD. I mean, you're paying for it in one transaction.
Absolutely. Rick said this at the convention when we pre-launched this. He said, for years we've been trying to deliver a nuclear bomb on the back of a donkey, and this takes you to the next level. So if you're not on the WebEx, go to mynecan.com. Down in the promotional tools in the bottom, there is an InTouch sign up. It'll ask you for your credit card information, and as soon as you do that, you will be logged into the same home page that I'm looking at right now.
Which is what?
Which is, if you go to mynecan.com. That's right. If you go to mynecan.com.
Well, I've already got the personal web page.
This is different than the personal web page. If you go down to mynecan.com and go to the promotional tools on the bottom, there is a link for the InTouch Media Center.
Oh, okay. That's what I didn't touch. Okay.
If you click on that, and that will sign you up for InTouch. That will take you to a page where
I'm already signed up for the InTouch also.
Okay. If you're already signed up, then it will just simply take you to the home page.
Okay, good. All right.
What are we supposed to be seeing now?
What are you supposed to be seeing on the WebEx
on
the phone?
On the WebEx.
On the WebEx, you should be seeing a page that just says InTouch, welcome to the InTouch, NECAN InTouch Media Center.
Okay.
That is just the home page where the various videos are for teaching and training.
And that is what it will always open up to every time you go in.
That's correct. It will always open to that page. There will be new information along the way. If we launch new e-cards, make new things available to you, you'll see all that launched on this page. We will continually be adding to the Learning Center, so there will be new videos there for you to watch and learn how to do. So what I'm going to do, and if you're on the phone, I'll give you just a second to catch up here. Once you get in, I'll give you a second. Once you're into the home page, you'll notice where my mouse is. There will be a little bit of delay, just so you know, on WebEx. That's a WebEx issue, the delay between my mouse and what you see. Up on the top, there are a few items up here. There's a home, a builder, a tracker, a contacts, and a profile. I'm going to start at the very, very basics here and just show you that the profile, if I click on that, is the place where you can enter your name, title, website, and then you can actually upload your own picture to the site. I'll show you in just a few minutes how to upload a lot of assets, but if you haven't uploaded it yet, you can simply go to your this button right here and say upload a profile, and you'll end up going to wherever the picture is on your hard drive. You can just find it on your hard drive and go to it and upload it. I'm not sure where yours would be, but you can locate it that way. You click upload, and it will upload that picture for you. That's all you have to do. You don't have to tell it what size. You don't tell it what compression. If you click on it, you upload it. The majority of what you will be doing is in what's called the builder. When we were at the Rhythm and Econ event this last weekend, I explained it this way to the folks, and I think this is the easiest way to understand it, is that there are three big buckets of information in the NECN organization. There's one big bucket that holds all of the assets that NECN has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to produce, some of them videos, some of them pictures, some of them audios. That's one big bucket of information that's out there that should be available for you to use. The second bucket of information is the volume of knowledge that the NECN leaders have. People like Rick Murphy, who have spent an enormous amount of time developing presentations and e-cards and content for people to use to build their NECN business. The third bucket of information is your stuff, the pictures of your family, the videos that you have that may come off your webcam or some other place, but it's your personal story that needs to be added to the mix in order to properly explain what the NECN business is all about. So when I talk about libraries, all we're talking about is those three big buckets of information. And you'll notice down on the bottom of the screen that we basically have three libraries. Where my mouse is circling, we have a NECN library, which is all sorts of different assets. If I click on the NECN library and click on images, you can see that there are literally tons of assets. There are right now 4 pages worth and more being added every day of still images that are available for you to use in presentations. There are videos that NECN has spent a lot of money to produce for you. Some of them are testimonials. If you roll over an asset, you can see, if I look at for example, a still image, and if I roll over that asset, it will pop up an image, a larger image of that for me to look at. There are also audio files. Audio files, and there's none in the library right now, but these are more things that you might add for yourself, that you could narrate a slide presentation if you chose to. So those are the three different types of assets. All of those assets can be searched by using the search box. So I can simply say, if I type in lactoferrin, it will bring up every asset that has something to do with lactoferrin. So I can see here's all of these have descriptor words that are lactoferrin. Some of them are videos, some of them are images. And if you roll over video, you can see that it plays it right there so you can preview it. Okay? Those three assets are used to build three different types of presentations. They are used to build e-cards, they are used to build individual one-slide presentations, and they are used to build multiple-slide presentations. And that's what you have over on this side. You have e-cards, and you have individual slides, and you have multiple slides. So having said that about the what is basically here, what does that mean for me? It's really simple. If you were coming to this and were just starting to build your business, you could literally take a presentation. Let's take a presentation that's already in the NECN library. Here is one that is about Kenzen Wellness Organic Based Nutrition that the corporation has produced. I could take that presentation, and you'll note that everything is drag and drop. So I can simply drag it up into my library. It gives me an option to email it out exactly as is, to copy it to my library, or to preview it. I'm going to copy this to my library.
Hey, Kevin, let me stop you for a second. Somebody just came on the line. If I go, there we go. Yeah, star six. If everybody gets star six on this side of the line, I think we have an echo because someone's got a funny phone. Now we give it a shot, Kevin.
Oh, thanks, Rick. So if I say add.
Whoops.
Yeah, still getting that echo.
Hear you twice. You're like you're famous in Yankee Stadium or something.
Yoo-hoo! Now cut that.
Now it's gone. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So if I bring this up here, here's a multiple slide presentation that NECN has produced, and if I click through, it's a whole presentation on Kenzen Body Balance and on the Kenzen Nutritional System. So you can see all of the slides. It's got the text. It's got the images. Everything is right here for you to use. If you want, at the very basic level of this product, If you wanted to take this presentation and not make any changes to it whatsoever, you could email this out. And I'm going to click preview up here in the upper right-hand side, and here's the power of the system. This, what you're going to see is the preview page of exactly what somebody who's going to see when they send this presentation is going to get. And the most important thing that you will notice as this comes up on the screen, the presentation is in the body below, but in the upper part, you'll see that this presentation, even though that I never did one thing to change it, is personalized from me. So in the upper right-hand corner, it's Kevin Griffin, RockLogic, Inc., my email address, and my phone number. So no matter who built the presentation, it's personalized from you. So for example, Rick has spent, like I said, an enormous amount of time and energy preparing presentations and e-cards, which I'm sure you guys are all used to using from the Pathfinder's website. If I go to the shared library, Rick, tell me if I'm behind, if you guys are behind what I'm doing.
Actually, we're okay. I just saw you pop open the shared library, and okay. I see all the pictures. We should be good to go.
If I go over here to Rick and double-click on Rick, I can see every presentation that Rick has put in here for me to share. So,
and
for
Kevin,
example,
that's all the by the way, that's any of the e-vites you guys have been using from .biz are converted and in there now. So those are the ones you guys have been using in the new in the new program.
All here, ready for you to use. So I'm going to take this one right here. Let's take this one. I'm simply going to this is the 10-minute ABC presentation. I simply drag it up into my builder, and I'm going to hit copy to my library, and it's going to ask me to give it a name, and I'm going to give it with my name on the end, so I know that it's mine. It now copied that into my library. If I look on my library down below, I'm now no longer working on Rick's presentation. If you'll see right here on the e-cards, I'm working on this presentation in my library. Rick has chosen to lock this one up, which is exactly what he can choose to do since he's going to share it. I can't change anything, okay? But if I send out that presentation by clicking on preview, that presentation doesn't come from Rick. You'll notice on the bottom, that presentation comes from me. So rather than the old-fashioned way, which was to download a Word document, try and copy the files and copy them into your whatever email program you were using, all you do is you simply open this in your library and you email it out.
And the reason I locked it, Kevin, was so people aren't recreating the wheel all the time. They're sending them out, not typing them out.
I totally agree with you, 100%. So what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to email this to myself. I'm going to just click on email. All I have to do is type in my email address, and I'm already in the library. I'm going to just type in an invitation. Okay? And I'm going to just click send, and it's going to send that email out. The email,
Kevin,
go ahead.
Kevin, I have one question. What is this runoff of Neekin.com, the email on there?
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. It comes from your email address. Whatever email address you have in the system, that's where it comes from. It comes off of Neekin's server.
Whatever email's on the myneekin.com?
Whatever you have logged in as your email from here. I'll show you in the profile that I showed you earlier, you can put your email address in.
So
whatever email you put.
That's what shows up on these.
So whatever's linked to this site, it comes from there.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Okay? So this e-card was sent. So let's say I sent this 10-minute ABC presentation to somebody, but I had a conversation with them, and I told them I was going to send it to them, and this is Friday night, and I sent it to them, and I'm like, well, geez, you know what? Now Sunday rolls around, and I'm like, well, man, I sent them that, but I wonder when I should follow up with them. I wonder if they even watched it. If I go up here to the tracker, I can find out if they watched it. You'll notice at the very top of this is the e-card that I sent called an e-card, an invitation. If I click on the plus arrow, I can see that here's who I sent it to. Have they received it? Nope, not yet. Have they viewed it? Nope, not yet. Have they forwarded it to anybody? Not yet. So I can tell right off that bat, well, gee, I sent it to them 6 or 7 days ago, but they haven't even watched it. It didn't bounce back. I wonder if they didn't take the time, if they didn't care. You're now educated in your follow-up procedure when you go to talk to them. I'm going to go back over here to the builder, and I'm actually going to go to my email address. And you know what I have to do before you can see that? I have to go back over to here. Give me 1 second, folks. I need to share all my Okay, so now you should be able to see my email.
There it is.
Okay, and here's the invitation that I just got right here. Okay, there's the invitation that I just got. You'll notice it comes from me. It didn't come from Rick, even though Rick's the author of this presentation. It came from my email address, and everything is here for me to view. And we've taken the link off of this one for a couple of reasons, but the links will be working once you guys log on to here. Okay? So I open it up in here, and that down, in this case, it's a download. So it will link to whatever the, oops, sorry guys, I forget that I'm not sharing everything to you for you on this WebEx. So if I clicked on the, if I click on this link, it would link to, I'm not sharing that software, so it would link to whatever those links are on the Pathfinder site now. All those links are active, so you can jump right into it.
And one nice thing about this too, Kevin, is you guys are not, and this may seem like a small thing, but those of you that are technical people, it's important. You guys are not running these out of email. You're actually setting up basically temporary web pages, which is a really big deal because it means it's going to run off more platforms. And the other thing, guys, Kevin, one of the biggest things we've heard from NECN people the last couple of years is if you type in NECN on the internet, you could get all sorts of weird stuff, the crying guy, all kinds of stuff. Every time you create one of these web pages, it's linked to the search engines, which is going to just flood the search engines with our NECN stuff. Is that accurate?
That's exactly right.
So now when you type in NECN, you're going to get hundreds and hundreds of presentations and pages. And if one person doesn't like network marketing, is typing something on the internet, they're going to get pushed to the bottom. As let's say 10,000 people send out 10 evites a month, that's 100,000 evites. We're going to flood the internet with our information.
That's correct.
That's huge for us, Kevin.
It's enormous. And the beauty of it is that you don't have to go out there and build all that stuff. It's already going online for you to build, for you to use. And it's all, it's not just that it's there, it's that it's personalized from you. If you are an advanced user, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to open something up out of my library so you can kind of see. If you are an advanced user, formatting these slides is very, very simple. You will see that dropping video on a page is as easy as drag and drop, and you can watch the video. You guys are back where you're seeing my web browser. Is that right, Rick?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Formatting text is as easy as double-clicking on it, highlighting it, and formatting the styles over in the bar. Changing the size of an image is simple, like PowerPoint. All you have to do is click on an image, and you can drag and resize it or drag it to somewhere else in the presentation. All of those, I just don't want to waste your guys' time going through all that functionality, but it's all there for you to use as you choose to use it. But the power of the product is in all of those buckets that we talked about at the very beginning that are there for you to use. If you go to the e-cards in the NECN library, you'll see that there are e-cards for people who are advancing to the rank of silver, that you can simply take that e-card where it says enter your personal message here. If you drag that up in there, you can type in whatever you want to say to that person. There are e-cards for going bronze. There are e-cards for happy birthday, for get well soon. If someone's ill, you can send them a little get well soon card. But you'll notice that they all are customized from NECN, and they come with your name and your information on them. So it's an incredibly powerful personalized tool for you to use to communicate with your audience. If you want to record your webcam, all you have to do is whatever your webcam recorder is, you record it and put it on your desktop, and then just where we talked about this upload media, you click on upload media, you select the file, you find it on your desktop, and you upload it. For those of you who want to even go a step further, there is a product on the market, and I'm not normally one to pimp other people's products, but there is a hardware product on the market called Flip. In my library, I thought I had uploaded an image of this, but maybe not. It's not. If Flip is a simple thing. It's just a little handheld video recorder that basically you record video and you put it on the you plug it into the USB port on your computer, and when you plug it into the USB port, it uploads it. You just literally drag it off of your drag it off of the Flip and drag it onto your desktop. It's as simple as that. So it's $150. If you're more of an advanced user, instead of messing with your webcam, you can go buy one of those and just drag it in and upload it to the media center.
That's awesome, because it's really hard to convert video that you take in a hand cam onto the computer. That you got to get like all kinds of programs. That's a great thing, Kevin.
It's an awesome thing. It is. I bought one the other day just because I was curious. It's awesome. It literally plugs into your USB port.
Is it digital quality still?
You can buy one that's HD. It's 640x480, which is the exact same size as regular TV was before HD TV came out.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it holds up to 60 minutes of video.
We got to see that Saturday at the Rhythm, and got it to see it demonstrated. It is really cool. And actually, if we signed up by the end of that day, we actually were in a drawing to win it, so I know I'm going to be getting one.
We've got that drawing to do still.
Let me say this to everybody out there listening. First of all, I'm getting a lot of different questions. If you guys do have questions, you can privately just go to my name, Rick Murphy, and right-click, and you can send chat. And if you guys have questions, you guys on the live side, the Pathfinders team from Aurora A all the way down to, you know, the bottom of the list, you guys can ask whatever you want live in a few minutes. But if you guys out there listening have questions, just chat it over to me, and I will do my best to get to those questions as well, because I know people are dying to ask stuff.
And I will answer as many of them as humanly possible.
Yeah, and if I go a little bit long, that's okay. And just one more thing. Next Monday night, and this is going to cover some of the questions, we are going to cover how to make these work. In other words, when you tell someone you're going to send them an Evite, you don't just send it into their box. There's things you do to make them have value on it. We're going to cover the user end of these prospecting next Monday. So keep the questions tonight have more on the technical side. In other words, using the actual program. Next Monday we'll do another WebEx, and you can ask the user end in terms of the prospecting. So keep it tonight, the technical stuff, so we maximize Kevin's time.
That's fine.
Go ahead, Kevin.
So I could get far off to the right of the decimal in terms of how you can manage things. One of the things that I would tell you is if you are a builder who is actually building presentation, you'll notice that the properties palette over on the right-hand side is sensitive to what you're clicking on. So if I'm clicking on an image, it has information here related to the image, transparency, those types of things. If I'm clicking on text, if I click on a text box, I have to double-click on the text box in order to edit the text. But once I do, then I can edit size, alignment, style, all of those types of things. You can also control how a slide is actually advanced. If I am on a slide with a video, I'll go over here to a video. I can actually control that this slide, if I click on the slide and click on slideshow, that this slide will advance automatically. If you look here, it says use streaming video, will automatically advance to the next slide as soon as this video is done. Or I could click on infinite and it would wait forever until somebody hits next to go to the next slide. or I could click on duration, and I could tell it to wait 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, whatever. So you have ultimate control of how your presentation performs. I think it's important to call out the difference between the three different types of presentations. The three different presentations are an e-card. An e-card is just like the one that we just built and I emailed to myself that only appears in the email that I send to the person. Okay? It does not have, it doesn't download anything. There's no file to download, but it just appears in their actual email. A slideshow is sent out, and it is multiple slides that in order for the person to view it, they get an email, they click on a link, and it opens up a new page in the web browser for them to use. And that's multiple pages. A single slide is simply a slide that's simply one page that they may click on. Once you get into this, you'll see that you can actually create a slide and save a slide into your library. If you use it repeatedly, you can save it into your library, and then every time you want to use it, you can just take that slide and drag it up into your presentation. For example, these are all slides for individual products that are already built in the Neekin library. I can simply take one of those slides, and I can drag it into my presentation, and it just added that slide to my presentation. So now it's in my presentation. So all of those individual slides are there for you to use as well. Once again, the real power of this presentation is in these three buckets: the Neekin library, my library, and the shared library. And you can take this content without starting with a blank page and build your own, or take something that already exists and send it out to your distributors or those people in your organization or those people that you're pursuing to be in your organization, and it's always from you. That's about it, Rick. I don't want to go into too much detail because I'll probably bore some people. I could talk about it all day long.
No, you're doing a great job. Are you guys digging? You guys can come back off star 6 now, and if we start echoing, we'll send you back in. I had a couple questions. One, what's the website you get flipped from? That's first, because everybody wants to know that.
Say that one more time, Rick.
What,
Amazon.
You just type in flip on Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, you can go to Best Buy. You can go any. Yeah, just type in flip. It's $149 is what it is to buy it. There's a smaller version of it that's $179.
Okay, good.
Kevin?
And then, go ahead.
I have a couple of questions, and maybe other people are thinking about these too. When you had the True Elements slide and you highlighted the text and you could move it around,
uh-huh.
When you talked about changing copy, do you mean that literally you can change the copy and put anything in there that you want? Or you just say you can rearrange the copy?
No, you can change it. Like, right now I'm on the sports socks. If I double-click on the copy, this copy is not locked. See how it's not locked? I could start typing in here whatever I wanted to type in.
So how does Neekin has typically been very particular about what you say about its products when you're using its images.
That's correct. They are opening that up. But
okay.
Everybody is still bound by the agreement that they signed
right.
when they became a Neekin distributor. This site is monitored by Neekin's legal team.
Okay.
So if there is something that is on here that is inappropriate,
okay.
They will pull the plug on it.
Okay.
So
the second question is, let's say we wanted to use these images for something else that we do. Is there any way to put them on our own computer so we could do like a handout?
That's a great question. If I click on my library,
okay.
and I'm gonna, or let's click on the Neekin library,
all right.
and I click on images.
Yes.
Okay. There's the flip right there. I'm going to open that up so you guys can see it.
I wondered what that was.
That's,
okay.
That is, well, I'll just do this first. I'll roll over it. That is the flip right there. That's as simple as it is.
Okay.
It's a couple of buttons. If I double click on that.
Yes.
You'll see right here that there's a button that says download.
Okay, cool.
And it will download that image to you wherever you choose to save it on your computer.
Got it.
Hey, Kev, this will only work in high-speed. Dial-up will not be able to work in it, correct?
That's a very good question, Rick. Yes, you need a broadband connection. Two things, if you are a user, that are critical. Number one, or three things actually. When you first log in, if you do not have the most recent version of Flash, it will ask you, it will send you to a site to download it. You must have the most recent version of Flash. The second thing is that you must have a broadband connection. If you have a dial-up connection, you are going to be miserable. I actually run it off of when I'm on site. Right now I'm on a DSL connection, but I actually run it off of one of those wireless cards in my computer. Runs great. So as long as it's broadband, that is critical.
Hey, and Kevin, let me say something about that too, because I got beat up on this a lot when I first put up the Pathfinder's link. When it comes to technology, guys, you don't ever build infrastructure for yesterday's technology. If right now X percentage of people are on high speed, if you're one of the dial-up people and you're irritated about that, that's the right thing to do. There's not a company in America that would build infrastructure for yesterday's technology. That would be like putting in a rotary phone. So you always build technology where it's moving. So and the other thing is to make a quality website for a lower speed connection would defeat the purpose of having the tools. I've been getting several questions about that too, Kevin, with people asking that. Another question we get, contacts, can they be transferred from Gmail or other online accounts?
Yes.
Can you show everybody how to transfer? Because that's one that a lot of people are
asking. I sure can. Let me make one more comment about the qualifications before I move to that. The third one is, if you are using a computer and your screen resolution is set to 800 by 600 or lower, you're going to struggle. If you're 800, 600, or 640, you're not going to be able to see enough on the screen. The resolution of your monitor really needs to be set at 1024 by 768 or whatever it is or higher. It allows you to have more content on the screen. And if you have it set at 800, 600, see how everything that you see on my screen is really kind of spread out to be able to see and use. If I go to 800, 600, all of these menus are going to sit right on top of this. And all of this over here is going to sit right on top of here. You really will struggle if your monitor is not set to 1024 or higher.
That's all. Okay.
Now, in terms of your contacts, yes, you can absolutely import. We cannot import from everything, but we can import from quite a few. If I go to contacts, the contact file system is continuing to be developed. It's great the way it is, but it still needs some work. But if you can see that here are my contacts, there is a button called Import. This is a third-party program for importing. Works pretty well. If you have some problems with it, let us know, and we'll work it out with you. But you can see here, you can simply select who you want to import from. I don't have a Gmail account, but I'll click on Gmail and say Next. It will ask you to enter your username and password from Gmail. Once I sign in and log in, it will show you your list of contacts from those users, and you can then upload those directly into your contact.
That's awesome, Kevin.
If you have things that are not listed here, if you click Other, this is kind of a hidden thing, so make sure you check it depending on who your user is. If you click Other and click Next, it will allow you, here are other formats that do not appear on that main screen. For example, if you have Entourage and you export them as a tab delimited or a text file or Lotus Notes or V cards or whatever you have, you can select those other formats right here.
And then, Kevin, do those contacts stay in your own InTouch folder, or are they then just kind of out there?
They are in yours and yours alone.
Okay, thank you.
If you'll look here in my contacts, I have contacts for all these different people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are only in mine.
Okay. Great.
And I can, or if I don't import, I can simply click on Add Contact, and I could type in somebody else here if I chose to, and it'll tell me. See, I didn't enter a valid email address, so it'll warn me that that's a problem.
Okay, great.
Hey, let me ask you this, and then Grace Lanny has a question. She's on the live side here. I want to get that.
Okay.
Are you using broadcast email to your NECAN to send to your downline? So we should still use the broadcast feature. This, you'd have to import them in individually, like in a mailing list, correct?
That's correct. We are working right now with NECAN. Because NECAN uses a third party for their broadcast, we are working with NECAN right now to be able to interface those two systems. And we hope to have that up and running in just a few weeks ahead of us. But that is definitely the plan, to be able to interface those two systems.
All right, and please, everybody listening, bear in mind, don't send 75,000 a week to your downline when that happens, because when five uplines each send five, that's 25.
Yep.
Use that sparingly for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Grace Lanny has her hand up on here. Gracie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I have, you know, enough knowledge about this stuff to be dangerous, and I have a list, and I send out kind of a weekly wellness newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there a way to manage that here?
Absolutely. What I would do, I don't know what your newsletter, how your newsletter is built, but you could easily take whatever content you use in that newsletter and build a single-page presentation within InTouch. That single page would be your newsletter. And then you, all you have to do is send out an email to everybody with that presentation, and your newsletter is distributed.
Okay, and can I import my contacts?
Yes, you can. That's what we were
I'm sorry.
That's
you
right.
You know what? I was distracted. My daughter came.
That's right. No problem. Depending on where your contacts are and what system they are in, we can work with it. I just went through the import, but you can import them through the system here. Or we're working with people if they have contacts that are in other software that's not listed there. We're working with them to get them imported. So absolutely, you can import your contacts.
Okay, and create groups and whatnot. That's great.
Thank you. You can create groups in there. Correct.
Kevin, what's the size limit for audio and video to import, or is there one?
There is no size limit. Right now, Nikon has placed a 200 megabyte size limit per account, but we will increase that as needed. We do not recognize any limit. What we're trying to do is avoid somebody who just comes in here one time and tries to upload, you know, 2 gigs of information. But if you're using the system and using it appropriately and you need more space, we will absolutely allocate more space to you.
Okay, I got another question, and when I was talking to Jeff earlier, he told me the answer to this. With spam filters, you guys are working on getting what's called whitelisted. Do you want to explain that to everybody?
That'll
help take care of that.
Right now, we have done everything that we can to, because it's coming off of a Nikon server, to inhibit your emails being dumped into some type of a junk mail filter, or being screened out by a junk mail filter. Unfortunately, that becomes, because email is such an abused thing, that becomes more and more difficult. We are working with some companies to get this system whitelisted, which basically means that with the ISP providers, they put us on a whitelist that this is a good system and we're not sending junk mail. What is difficult for that is if all of a sudden we have everybody, like Rick just said, sending out 75,000 emails at a time, you know, that'll start to kick everybody's back. So keep in mind that whatever you do, if ultimately it has an impact. The system is not really designed, not only technologically it can handle it, but functionally it's not designed to be this mass thing that you send out 200,000 emails to people.
Yes.
This is still a one-to-one business.
Yeah, and we're going to, next Monday night, Kevin, we're going to hit that big time.
Good.
We did, just so you guys know, we put Evites on the Pathfinder system last fall. We did over 300,000 Evites, guys, in 4 months. We learned a lot about them, learned how to use them, how to get people to open them. One of the things we're going to focus on next week is use them like laser beams, not like shotguns.
Absolutely.
If you guys are sitting home right now thinking you're going to sit behind your computer and send out to 75,000 people the same water video, that doesn't work in any business, let alone this. You want to be a little more focused. Now, that doesn't mean that can't work sometimes, but it's not going to be the thing that's going to haul your water. So we're going to hit that issue big time next week. And then what we're going to do at the summit, for those of you that are coming, we're going to spend the bulk of the time that Thursday talking about how to use these, how to use 21st century business building technologies woven in with belly to belly, because there's a handshake. When you've got e-tools, the live meetings become more important, and they become something that serve a different purpose. So what they're giving you guys here is a way to, like, grease the skids to move people between steps to set up your live meetings or to work at a distance if you can't possibly be there. So I'm glad you said that, Kevin, because what we don't want is people sending out 60,000 of these. You know, we do, but we want them targeted.
Exactly.
Hey, let me get a question from Sandy Mellhorn. You've got your hand up, too, on the live side, Sandy. Can you hear me? Probably star 6 out right now. We got a tiny little hand up there. Well, if you make it back on, let me know. what else do you feel is important to cover? If you send an email and it goes out and it doesn't show up in spam and it doesn't show up in the inbox, what happens to it? I've had that question three times now. Do you know?
Yeah, well, the ISPs filter things out sometimes. So it doesn't even get to your spam folder. Like, certain internet service providers filter certain types of emails out. If you, we were just talking about the number of people you send it to. If there's an email that's sent to, you know, 150 people, a lot of the ISP providers will simply filter that out. They'll say, that's sent to 150 people, that's not a good email. And so that's what happens. It may not show up in their spam folder. It won't show up that it bounced back to you. The ISP provider just stopped it. So those are issues that are faced no matter what systems you use.
Yeah, and that has nothing to do with you guys. That's just the reality of the world today.
That's correct. Because
so it's
people
not like an autoresponder then where it'll send one at a time.
If the ISP provider blocks it, they won't even notify you. They'll just block it.
Yes.
So that's why that tracker becomes so important. Because if the person hasn't opened it yet, if it gets bounced back to you, like it's a bad email address or something, you'll see it. It'll bounce back and say, that's not a valid address, or tried delivery and never could deliver. But if you send an email out to two people, the likelihood that it got blocked is lower, number one. But if it did get blocked, you know that they didn't receive it because they haven't opened it yet. Or you know that for some reason they haven't opened it yet, so you can follow up with a phone call. Hey, I sent you an email. Did you not get it? Oh, no, I never got it. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let me send it to you again. Or, I got it. I just haven't had time to look at it. Two very different responses, but very important to note. But
you
can
track
that through your tracker.
Do you know how to get around that, Kevin? Let me share with you guys what we found. What I do is all of my main Evites, I'm going to email them to myself.
That's
correct.
And
then if I get somebody that says they can't get it, I will have them email me, and then I will just reply to their email and by sending the even if you have to paste it into the one you reply to, that's how you get it to them.
That's
or
correct.
You just go and you send it out of your personal. So let me say that again. If you just cannot get an email to somebody, send it to yourself and then send it out of your personal account to them, or cut and paste it out of that and reply to their email if you have to do it the real old-fashioned, ugly way. That's the way to get around the spam filters we learned from experience.
Absolutely. And they're out there, guys. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that, you know, we've got all of that dialed in and nothing's going to get blocked. It is going to. It's because there's so much abuse. And what we don't want to do is become another one of those abusers.
I think Lori Blewett, do you have a question for Kevin? Lori, are you on the line?
I do. Thanks, Kevin. I think this is an awesome tool. I knew that when Rick had his shared e-card on there, the Evite,
mm-hmm.
it said click to view the presentation. Can you
uh-huh.
show us to include links on a slideshow or an e-card?
That's a great question, and yes, you can. You can include links on images or on text. If I go back here, I'll go back here to the builder. And I believe my desktop is still being shared so everybody can see it. If I were to open a presentation, and I'll just open, there's my flip one so everybody can see what the flip is. If I were to open this presentation, I'm going to get rid of that. I could click on this image, and you'll see over here in the link, if everybody can see what's there, where I'm at there, you can simply cut and paste a link directly into that area. Okay? That's tied to the image. If I double-click on my text, and I highlight my text, I can paste a link in to that text. That's the slideshow URL, I'm sorry. I can paste a link into that text down here that will be tied just to that body, that little piece of text. So absolutely you can do that. You can do that with e-cards, and you can do that with slideshows. So a great example of that is you're promoting somebody or talking to somebody about buying the water system, and you can link them directly to your personal web page with a place where they can buy the water system.
Exactly. Great. And I had another question. When I was exploring over the weekend, I wanted to build my own slideshow. And so to use images or video from the Nikon library, do I have to download all the pieces of that, of the card or the
slideshow? No, you don't have to. You don't have to download anything.
Okay.
It's a very base level. Let me show everybody this. This will happen really fast. So if I just click New Slideshow, I'm going to name a blank slideshow that's just called Test. And I'm going to actually start at the very base level with a blank page. And I say Add. Okay? I have a blank slideshow with a blank slide. I can go to the Neekin library, and I can simply take an image. If I click on here, I can simply take an image, and I can literally drag it and drop it onto my slide. And it will place that image directly onto my slide. I've never downloaded anything. I can size it. I can do whatever I want with it. I can do the same thing with video, or I can add a piece of text. And then I can go double-click on it. Keep in mind, whenever you're working with text, you have to double-click. This is a sample piece of text. And you have never downloaded anything. Nothing ever, that's important to note. The software nor the presentations are ever downloaded to your computer. It's all online. So you don't have to install anything. You don't have to do any of, you don't have to download those things. All I did was I built this slide by dragging those assets onto the slide. When I'm done with it, I can email it out. Simple as that.
And your people watching it, Kevin, don't have to have a horse where they download it onto their desktop either. You're running it off the web.
That's a great point, Rick. When they get the presentation, it's just a link to them. They click on the link and they watch it. There's nothing that we were talking about spam filters. If you have a bunch of stuff attached to an email, those things are more likely to get filtered out as well. So there's nothing attached. They literally just click on the link, and it jumps out and shows them the presentation on the web.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, our original Evites, Kevin, you remember, we sent them in the actual email. Some of you guys on the live call, remember our first emails came actually in the email?
Yeah.
And it was like freezing computers and everything. It's hard for people really to understand out there, unless you're a little bit computer savvy, how elegant this really is as a solution. Guys, to email people video and rich text and this sort of thing is extremely complicated because, like, my computer has one Microsoft Windows set up, your computer has another, this person has a Mac, that person has a Pentium that's lighter than mine, this person has a different video card. You guys just cannot imagine, unless you've done some computer work, how to get 10 computers that you bought from Best Buy 2 years later will all run completely differently, even based on what you've loaded on them. If you've put on a video game, it changed the DirectX. That's how complicated it is. This is an elegant solution you guys have built, Kevin, to really work with. So if you guys ever run into any problems, it's not an application problem. It's just extremely complicated to work with multiple PCs.
That's correct. And this is built to standardize all of that without somebody having, just like visiting the web. If you can go on the web and view it, then you can view it through InTouch.
This will work for 80% of the computers 80% of the time, and guys, that is about 50% better than most of the things you'll ever do on the computer.
Yeah.
This is extreme. Hey, some people are saying, I've gotten like 5 things in a row.
Okay.
When they click InTouch and then myneekin.com, it says bad request, invalid host name. I don't know if there's a link issue right now, but I thought I'd let you know that
went
on pretty steadily.
Let's let everybody watch it here just a second. I'm going to go to my Neekin.
Good. And some other people have asked, I asked Jeff this earlier, is there a back door where people can go in without going in through my Neekin?
There currently is not, but Jeff just asked me about that, and we are going to create that. Right now, if you go to the link, there's no password because your password is required from Neekin. So, I'm going to go to promotional tools.
I think that's a great idea to have that direct doorway in because a lot of people just go to prod. I think that's a very wise idea.
Oh, that is a Neekin problem right there. Let me tell you one more way to do it.
We might be crashing the server, Kevin. So many people are on right now. Is it our first server crash we've done here?
This is Neekin's server. This is not my server.
We're going to claim credit for crashing it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me... That's the Neekin thing. Let me, Rick, if you want to talk to them for just a second, I'm actually going to get this fixed right now.
Okay. Did I just get a Saturday Night Live talk amongst yourself? What are your guys' thoughts as you look through this? Isn't this a great tool, everybody?
Oh, yeah, and the follow-up is awesome, Rick.
It is, and I'm telling you guys, there are some little idiosyncrasies to maximizing this, and when we start getting into that and the nuances of actually using the different technologies and things you can do, what you guys talk about this next week, is you want to have live events, WebExes, your expos, you know, things like the summit or convention, things like your training calls and your e-tools. And what you have is you have a synchronicity where you could, like 5 years ago, if I met somebody, I would meet you out. I would have to drive to Starbucks 20 minutes away to give you a tape, and then I would have to drive later on to give you a video, and then you'd have to drive out to a preview and then drive to a sponsorship meeting. Now what you can do if you're local is instead of, you know, I meet you, and then I can send you a piece of information. I can dial you into another piece of information. So by the time we meet together again, it's a decision point, and we're not both wasting our time. And prospects don't mind coming out for decision points. So what's happening is you're putting the live meeting someplace where you're actually going to have some success and some things happening there. So what we do, and I'll get into this more next week, you have a night a week dedicated to your get-together locally. You funnel everything towards it by making contact. In other words, if you guys worked a 50-hour week, you could come home every night, you met five people a day, you take care of your contacts in 30 minutes. You have your one live meeting a night, and you take your Saturday a month for your expo or Super Saturday. Do you guys see how this kind of stuff can allow you to own your business instead of your business owning you? Do you guys see the potential in that?
Absolutely. It feels like we've been given the keys to the kingdom.
Well, it is. And the other thing this does, it takes somebody that, you know, has a GED or something and gives them the ability to message like they have a PhD.
Absolutely.
And this is really, did you get yourself squared away with that stuff, Kevin?
I just made it. I asked Jeff. Jeff's making some calls to the Nikon staff right now to get it fixed.
All right, well, I think we're good. I mean, I think you went through everything. You want to just take a few more of these questions, and then we'll...
I'll take as many as you want me to take, Rick.
Okay, my friend.
I have a question. It's Sandy.
Go ahead. Yeah, I just called you a minute ago. Go right ahead.
I was muted out. Sorry.
Okay.
I have a question. You mentioned something about being able to create your own little newsletter. Would we go up to the left-hand part where it says new and choose like slideshow or slide?
Because you're on a newsletter, you're generally just creating a single page.
Right.
I would just choose slide.
Okay.
And then you can lay out and build your own slide if you want to put links in it to go to your PWP or wherever you want it to go. Basically when you create a slide, think of it this way. Every presentation you build creates a URL on the web. So if you create a single page slide, you create a single web page. And that's your newsletter.
Okay. Hmm. And about how big are these when they show up in someone's email?
They're nothing, because nothing is being downloaded to them.
No, I mean like actual visual size.
Oh, the actual visual size, everything is, I think the size of that image, I forget the size of an e-card, but an e-card is, I forget the pixel size, but it's kind of the standard body of an e-card. The file size is nothing, I can't remember the exact size of that, sorry, Sandy.
You can't landscape it then and make it like a legal size document, you know what I mean, like you can keep scrolling down.
Right.
It's a finite.
Correct.
But you'd have to make multiple slides like a slideshow to make a multi-page newsletter. In
other
words, you wouldn't scroll down the web page you're creating.
That's correct. Good point, Rick. That's the way to say it.
Yeah,
okay.
And I have one other question. When you say you went in and used one of Nikon's multi-slide presentations from their library,
uh-huh.
Are you able to, say, delete a whole slide out of that and only send partial slides?
Yes, Nikon has chosen to lock the individual slides, but
uh-huh.
Leave the presentation as a whole unlocked. So you can add slides to it or delete slides from it. You simply cannot change the individual slides for their presentations.
Okay, and can you add audio to a slide?
Absolutely. You do it exactly the same way as you do with all the other assets. Unfortunately, I don't have any audio in my library right now. Otherwise, I would show you. Oh, I do have one piece of audio.
I don't think they could hear you anyway because you're coming over the phone line. You know what I mean?
I don't know what this says. So when I add it on here, guys, we'll see. Adding a piece of audio, I do it just like everything else. I can simply drag that piece of audio up onto the slide, and you'll now notice that over in my slide, because you can't see audio, there's a little icon.
Okay.
It tells me there's a piece of audio. So when I preview that slide, and I don't know what this is going to say, but When I preview that slide,
will it automatically play, Kevin, or do they have to select it?
There,
or can you change it?
There are actually, you can change it. Actually, that's a dead piece of audio. You can change it the exact same way that we were talking about changing the video. See where
auto
it has
play.
This test audio? You can say, you can have it autoplay, set autoplay none, or automatically play my test audio.
Right on.
That's not playing because it's a dead piece of audio. If you want to get rid of that audio now that I've put it on the slide, if I double-click on the slide, I'm sorry, it's in the, we moved it. If we click over here, and I can go to the slide, audio, and I can click on the delete button, and it takes that piece of audio off the slide. And now I have no longer have an icon because
great.
I deleted it. You can record that, record those, and upload it just like you can images and videos.
I'm going to record myself snoring and send someone a sleep system and tell them.
There you go.
Tell them out like a light. Just these going in the background, right?
Yep.
Great stuff. Anybody else have any other questions for Kevin before we beat feet?
Well, this is Aurora. I tried to sign up on it, and it kept giving me this program cannot display the web page. Is that on my end, or I was on my Nikon?
Nikon is having some problems on my Nikon right now with that link. I've got my business partner on the other line making
some
calls right now to get them to fix that.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, Kevin, if we have so many people logged in at once, there may have been their first load testing issue.
Yeah, could be.
There was at least probably 300 to 400 logging on at once.
That happens, though, fairly frequently. Not with this, though. I think it's a server issue.
Yeah.
I just
got a message that Nikon is rebooting the system. It's their problem. So I would say this to everybody on the phone, and if there's more questions, I'll take them. The power of this system is in the use by you guys as the distributors. So I would recommend that the more of you guys that get on this and create this wave that number one, Nikon corporate has to take notice of, because if response is low, then they're not going to do as much to support it. The more you guys do to support it, the more as members of Pathfinders, the more Rick has people out there in the field with Pathfinders who are using the assets that we are building for him. So I'd strongly recommend that you guys, I know this is goofy that they happen to be down right now, but even if they're down right now, hopefully they'll be up in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Take the time to go sign up, because that'll be a statement about the power of this asset for the Pathfinders organization and beyond.
And we are committed to teaching you guys how to use this and giving you all the stuff that we've learned over the past few months. Like I said, next week we're going to hit this. We're going to dedicate Thursday to building a 21st century home business. At the summit, so there's a lot of training opportunities coming up to get this into your hands. And what we want to get from this is results, not emails. We want to be breaking silver, putting money in your pocket. And the bottom line is, guys, we are going to dedicate everything we're doing right now to teaching you guys how to be deadly efficient. We are going to be we have the greatest products and the greatest company. The one challenge Nikon has always had, look, most MLMs are built for a jug of juice. They're built for a phone card. And you wear a button, you know, wear the button, lose weight. Nikon has a more robust message. So pretty much the network marketing model is more challenging to apply to Nikon, because we're really not that. We're a major company where we work from home. What this tool is going to let us do, and what our 21st century technologies, like even a WebEx tonight, all of these tools will allow us to go out and fulfill what our destiny is, which is to be the biggest and baddest next generation of home business ever to hit the world. Nikon has been needing these tools because we are not a wear the button, drink the drink company. We are a career. We're not designed for 3 to 5 years. We're designed to be paying you in 50 years. This company is going to let us message, finally, I feel like we have the arrows to go out and build the way we want to build. And this is a major piece of it, Kevin. So we appreciate you giving us all these Legos so we can build some cool stuff.
My pleasure, my pleasure. If you have any questions, I mean, Rick, if there's any questions that people want us to answer, I'll be happy to. If you have questions that were not answered for you along the way here, please feel free. The Nikon Internet support line is open. If they do not have answers to your questions, they have been instructed to forward those questions to us. I would be more than happy to help you get – the key is I want you guys to get running on it. So please feel free. Anything you need, please please feel free to let us know.
Awesome. And Kevin, who are you going to come out to the summit, or do you know who's coming yet, or have you guys not decided?
Not sure yet. We're still working on that. We're trying to put all our schedules together, but one of us will be there absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time. Did you guys enjoy it tonight with Kevin on the call?
Thanks, Kevin, for your time.
My pleasure. Awesome. You guys, all, I'm going to log off and let you guys continue. You guys have a wonderful night. Look forward to supporting all of you on this software. We'll get this server problem fixed and get all of you signed up.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, Kevin. You guys ready for a big week? And we'll come back next week. Like I said, we're going to talk about the e-tools. We got everything going. Make sure if you guys are coming to the summit, the ticket price goes up in like 2 weeks. I don't want you to have to pay that. In fact, I wish we could do it for free, but I try to do all our events as low cost as possible so that people need it the most and can afford it the least to be there. Or can, you know, it's really important to me. We are dedicated to making this finally off the leash as the next generation of home business. I'm so excited to work with all you guys. I was pacing around all day today waiting for this. So I'm of the opinion we should go out and spread the word, have some fun. My piece of advice to you guys is do not sit behind your computer making elaborate presentations. We'll talk more about this next week. Use a few simple ones and
Amen.
Get the message out there. Do not sit behind your computer all week tinkering around with font sizes. Okay, I cannot express this to you guys enough. Get a few good Evites. Guys, all I'm going to use the basic 10 or 12 minute recruiting video, like a Discover It, Live It type. I'm going to use, you know, the WebEx preview, which is basically a wellness preview. And when someone says they want to know about the water or the air or something, I'm going to send them a targeted email on one of those things. And if they ask you about the air system, send them something simple about the air system. Don't send them a 77-page presentation.
And there, Rick, just to note
yeah.
on the, to tag on to that, there are individual slides in there specifically built for that purpose
yes.
on all these products. You
yeah.
don't have to start from scratch. There are slides in there for you to use.
You guys have set the deck for us. So what I'm saying, if I had my choice for the people I'm working with, I would rather have you guys familiarize yourself with what's in there than and spend that time and use it rather than recreating something that will probably be a replacement for what's sitting in there. Does that make sense, everybody? I know I sound like an old ninny, you keep bringing that up, but I want you guys using them, not creating them, because it will serve you better, and that goes for me, too. I'm not going to sit around putting together presentations. I'm going to pretty much use what exists.
Right. And the other part of that, Rick, is use
yeah.
the e-cards. Like
yeah.
I said, if you're sending somebody a happy birthday e-card, why the heck not send them something from Nikon?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is 100% true. So are all you guys with us and ready to rock on this thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to keep on rocking in the e-world. Let's go and have some fun. Anybody have any final thoughts or questions before we all get going?
I think this is wonderful.
Right on. Right on. Well, we'll see you guys next Monday night, and I'll see a lot of you before that. We'll see a bunch of you guys on the worldwide webcast this coming Thursday night. I'll see the Chicago team. I'm excited to see you guys in Chicago this weekend. And
we're excited to see you too, Rick. We can't wait.
I'll call you tomorrow on the final details of that. And then I'm excited to see a whole lot of you guys from around the world at the summit in a couple months. So bless you. Thank you. Have a great night. And Kevin, once again, our deepest thanks for spending the time with us.
My pleasure. Everybody have a wonderful evening and a great week.
All right. Bye,
thanks,
everybody.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Rick.
Uh-huh.